This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I hate to do this, but I guess I got to admit it. I am a hypocrite. I am such a hypocrite. I'm a liar. I am such a BSer. And I really kind of feel bad. You know, I feel like I need to pray and ask for forgiveness or do something, but I didn't realize how full of poop I am some days. Not to you guys. Now, to you guys, I'm a straight shooter. I tell you like it is. But I went to the doctor yesterday, okay? And remember I had to have my pap smear, and then she had to deliver a baby, so it got canceled. So I shaved, you know, and for nothing, right? Okay, and then a week later, we tried it again, and then she had to deliver another baby. So I was like, damn it. Okay, so finally, I was able to get in, and she's amazing. I mean, worth the wait. Just fantastic doctor. One of the best doctors ever. Now, I, being a doctor myself, you would think I know the drill. And you would think after all these years, okay, as you guys can tell, I'm not in my 20s, okay? I know. Big shock there, okay? Let's just say I remember singing Disco Duck. Okay? Disco duck. Okay? Let's just say that. Okay? You guys can figure out my age from that. I was an infant singing it. So we'll just leave it there. So, I go in, and I'm thinking, you want to know what? She is going to think I'm her best patient. I do that. Even doctors want to be the best patient. You don't want to feel like you're one of thousands. You want to feel like that you stand out. So, my colonoscopy, done. Because I know she wants that. She'll have that ready to go results. Okay? Mammogram, done. Did blood work last year. Overall looks good, done. Been losing weight, right? Following her recommendations, I am on it. So I get there, and I get my ultrasound first. Because you guys know we're watching my ovary. Not that anybody really gives a damn about my ovary. But you guys think I have testicles, and I don't. I got ovaries. And so I wanted to get some definitive proof for y'all. Because you just don't think that I have the female parts that I pretend to do. But I do. I got ovaries. And they could barely see it. You know, I mean, as I age, I get less and less feminine. And I just sound more manly. But they're there. Whether they're working or not is beyond me. But that's there. So good. Found that. That was good. The probe didn't hurt as much as I thought. Have you guys ever seen a transvaginal ultrasound probe? Man, she could basically clean the plaque off your teeth with that sucker. It's so long. Not very fun. But anyway. So anyway, that was all checked. That looked good. So then I go to the doctor. And I'm like, okay, don't weigh me. Don't weigh me. Don't weigh me. Please don't weigh me. Don't weigh me. Nurse is like, oh, let's get on the scale. I'm like, no. So I get on the scale, and boy, I hate that scale. Oh, I hate it with the, you know, you got the big weights, then you got the small weights, and you always put the big weight too small, because you're like, there is no way I'm over 120 pounds. And then it just sits like a lump. And then you're like, okay, well, I'll go up to the 150, and nothing budges. You're like, no. So we figure out the weight. All right. I get in there, and I'm like, well, I am so on top of my health. I am doing everything right. Now, you guys know I have an IUD. So, apparently, you're supposed to get that sucker changed out every now and then, right? Every 5 years for mine. So, she goes, all right, so, you know, what do you do back, you know, for your IUD? And I go, oh, man, I got at least 3 years. She's like, it expires, like, this week. So, first, I'm late. I'm, like, years late to going in. Second, she's like, you just had a pap smear, right? When was your last pap smear? I'm like, yeah. So I had my pap smear. I think I just had a few months ago. We're talking 3 years. 3 years ago. Then she asked if I did my breast ultrasound with my mammogram. Now, you guys know how barbaric the whole mammogram process was for me. My feet are unfortunately in the same vicinity and geographical location as the breast. So I'm tired of getting bunions diagnosed. So, no, I got out of there, you know, went at the radiology place. I didn't want to get any more exams done. And she's like, you need to do a breast ultrasound. You got to do a breast ultrasound. There's family history, the mammogram, and I'll pick it all up. So I got to go get a breast ultrasound. She's like, let's look at your blood work. Well, the blood work, I thought I just did. No, that was too long ago. So she's like, all right, you know, so you're fasting, right? No, I'm not fasting. Look, I shaved my legs, lady. That's how I prepared. I shaved my legs. And as I look down at my legs, there's two big patches of hair on the calf. That I missed because I was in such a hurry. You know how you're like a little lawn. In fact, it could have been a putting green. I had like a little putting green on both sides of my legs. I'm like, oh, gosh, let's get this done with. So she asked if everything was going. I told her about sex. You know, there's really not a lot of doctors that want to know. I talk to my dentist about sex all the time. He doesn't really care. You know, he's like, ma'am, I'm your dentist. I go, I know, but, you know, if I have sexual dysfunction, I figure you might want that in the chart. No, ma'am, I don't. So, talked to her about that, and she was surprised I was having any, right? Yeah, I'm like, Corey hasn't left me yet. You saw the surprise on her face with that. But she tried not to act surprised. She's like, of course you guys are having sex. And, so she gave me something to, I guess, help with my pain. Nothing, not pain, no pain pill. And I'll tell you guys more about it later because I think there's some kids listening to this and this starts to get a little bit more graphic. But for the most part, I passed, I got out of there, went home, finished shaving my legs. I have a whole slew of stuff to do that I haven't done. And I don't think I was her best patient that day or that week or month, year, or even decade. So I got an expired IUD. Here's the thing with the IUD. The IUD, the intrauterine device, is supposed to prevent pregnancy. That can really last a little bit over, you know, a day or two, a year or two. But I just don't want the sucker to rust. So I got to get that changed out. And maybe we'll Facebook Live that one. All right, guys, when we come back, we got a lot to talk about. The latest on the bridge collapse. We're also going to have Kevin Bassay join us, musical artist who is releasing another album. We got a lot going on. 1-877-DOC-DALLI. 1-877-DOC-DALLI. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Last week, I was more believing depressed, contemplating my own death.
I love the song.
Thinking who's gonna come for me and write my obituary. Who's gonna sing the song?
That's Kevin Bessey of Bessey. Oh, my God. If you guys haven't listened to Kevin Bessey, he is awesome. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And, again, big thanks to you all for tuning in. So I am very honored to have Kevin online with us. Kevin, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Oh, my God. You are so talented. You do not know what an honor it is to have somebody who is a hell of a lot more talented than me be on the show. So thank you. I am starstruck.
Thank you. You're too kind.
And you could sing. I mean, I pretend like I could sing. I'm like, me. And they're like, no, you can't sing. You can really sing. When did you start singing?
I've been singing since I was, like, 3, I guess. But it's not serious. Like, it's just kind of, like, singing, and then as you go on, you kind of get more opportunities.
Man, that's good. See, I could sing in the shower. The shower's great because the acoustics, it's amazing. But the only people that listen to me are the cats. The lyrics to that song that we just listened to was really deep. I mean, it had to do with depression, had to do with contemplating suicide. I love that in your music you kind of tackle some real world issues. Kind of spurned that creative. Oh, I mean, I can't even talk. Look at this. Okay, why'd you write the song?
So what happened is I was kind of considering those actual like things. Like it's really personal because that was actually kind of happening to me at the mm-hmm. time. I was going through kind of a tougher time. It was summer of like 2015. And I wasn't contemplating suicide. Like I wasn't thinking about like exact ways to commit suicide. I don't know that I had, like, depression, but I definitely felt depressed. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so, like, while I was going through those emotions, and I was just thinking, like, you know, like, what would happen if I did die? Like, I wasn't alive anymore. Like, how would people react?
Right.
And it goes through that in the song. And I thought that was something weird, but I was like, you know what? I just got to keep pressing on and try to, like, keep going with life. And then I had help of just, like, friends and family to help me kind of get through that really dark period of my life.
Absolutely. And, you know, bless you. We're talking to Kevin Bassey, musical artist. Bless you for, you know, being open about this. I think a lot of people contemplate suicide or they think about other options than dealing with the, you know, tragedies that they're dealing with that in hand. And that's a very, very normal human response. You know, we always, stereotype and we always brand somebody that thinks of suicide as someone who has mental illness and somebody who needs to immediately be treated. And we don't kind of understand that or appreciate the fact that the average person will look at their options, that we're humans and we're intelligent humans. And so our options when we're in, you know, a bad place is, all right, do I do this? Do I do that? Do I end it? And so it doesn't necessarily mean you need to be medicated. However, explain to us what did kind of get you out of that. What, even if it was medication, that's fine. But go ahead.
So personally, I didn't ever take medication. There were a few problems going on with my life at that point. And if you look into psychology, it's really interesting because when people are contemplating suicide, that's normally when they're at their lowest point. And so after that point, it almost always gets better, which is kind of the message of the song and the chorus. You know, there's the we've got time to figure this out. And that's the idea I wanted to get through to people is that it takes time. But also was great to have the friendship and family that I had that encouraged me to, like, eat. Because, like, I wasn't eating enough. And so, like, that malnutrition, I think, was contributing to, like, my bout. And so when I was eating more, when I felt accompanied and supported by friends and family, that really helped, which is kind of the message I tried to convey in the song.
That is so true. You know, telling people, look, you don't have to make this decision today. You don't have to make this decision now. And a lot of people with impulsivity issues may say, all right, you know what, before I change my mind, as if changing your mind is a bad thing. And so I love that song. What's the song called?
It's called We've Got Time.
We've got time. Okay. I think that's something that, is so therapeutic in that these are, you know, when people are contemplating, if we could just grab them and say, okay, you know what? Just listen to the words to this. You don't have to read. Just listen to it and just wait. You got an album coming out. Tell us about your new album.
So the album is just like the single narrative kind of piece that tells the story of like, a guy who's in a really dark place, a girl who's kind of in a really dark place, and they meet and they start a relationship, and you see the relationship work into its fruition, and at the end they get engaged, and it's really cute.
Wow, that is awesome. Where can people get the album?
So you can get it on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify. You can also buy it at kevinbassey.bandcamp.com.
Okay, it's called Maybe.
It's called Maybe.
Why? Why that name? That's cool.
So, that's actually kind of I wish there was a really deep story to why it's called Maybe, but it was just because that was the word that I most said in the album.
Oh, that's very good. That's good. I'm working on an album. It's called An Off-Key Christmas. And
Christmas, okay.
Yeah, the reason why I chose that is, one, I sing off key, and two, there's like Jewish songs in there, and so I figured that would work for that album. I don't know if Spotify or Bandcamp or anybody's gonna, iTunes is gonna want to play that. Speaking of church and religion, do you sing in church?
Yeah, I sing in church.
Have you ever sung to the point that people in the rows in front of you couldn't pray?
They what?
Couldn't pray because you were so loud? Like, for example, the Dr. Meek's family.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's happened before that they've actually asked me to, like, quiet myself down a little bit because sometimes I sing a little bit too loud and I'm too, you know, excited about life, I guess.
Exactly. I do that, too. I'm Jewish, so we sing in Hebrew, and there's a lot of Israelis. I'm half Israeli, but I can't speak Hebrew that well. So when you sing Hebrew, it's very easy to sing the words wrong. You know, Machutecha, Ravanecha. And then if I don't know the word, I do some Lady Gaga stuff. Bamagalia. And they're like, wait a second, that is not Hebrew. That's Lady Gaga. I'm like, I'm not Lady Gaga. Nobody would dare do that. The Lord would get mad. They're like, that is Lady Gaga. That's not Hebrew. So it's, yeah. Now, here's the thing. Okay, so you have a really good psychological background in terms of, you know, having a grasp and you know, with your experiences. What's your other job?
So right now I work in economic development. So we kind of help businesses come to the Las Vegas Valley, and we also help businesses that are in the Las Vegas Valley expand. And I studied behavioral economics in college to kind of help me prepare for that.
Okay, now what is behavior? We're talking to Kevin Bassay, musical artist, who actually has a very interesting job that's making me take a side street here. What is behavioral economics? Because I think the economics are behaving, you know, fairly good right now. But, you know, during the Obama administration, I was like, bad boy. The economics are really bad. I was like, bad, bad.
So behavioral economics looks at psychological principles and tries to apply them to economics, right? So we're not just assuming that everyone always acts rationally. We're taking ideas from psychology that say, you know, under this situation, people are going to have like a certain attachment to a good, and so they're going to overvalue it and act irrationally. And we look at evidence of that within the market and then try to say, you know, we have to watch out for those things. And when we're making policy and regulation, we have to control not just for people being rational all the time, but for them making irrational decisions.
You know, that's interesting. So I'm watching really closely what's been going on with Walmart and Amazon and the venturing into the groceries and into the pharmaceuticals, et cetera. And, would that apply? Would there be any rationale there? Like, I mean, are they going to overbuy groceries? Is this, you know, good rationale? Is it more for the consumer or more for the retailer?
It can be for both. I mean, so, for example, one pretty popular way to talk about behavioral economics is to explain the endowment effect. So what the endowment effect is that when you have possession of a good, you put more value on that good than if you didn't have the good. So, like, when someone has a really good return policy, like Costco, for example, we're more likely to take that good and keep it with us instead of returning it, even if we don't like it, because we feel like we own it. And so they have a really good return policy. We're willing to take stuff, and we're more likely to just keep it instead of returning it because we feel like now it's ours.
That's right. I bought a skirt that was three sizes too short, and I didn't want to return it because I felt if I kept it, that would mean I fit into it. Kevin,
that's the same thing.
Kevin, I am so proud of your career. I am such a fan. Maybe when does Maybe get launched? When does the album get released?
Maybe it's available right now, all over. But I mean, I guess it's launched, and I'm doing different like celebrations throughout the Las Vegas Valley and St. George, Utah, to kind of let people know and play some music and let them hear what's going on.
So exciting. Find him on Facebook and Twitter. Kevin Bassay, you rock. Can't wait to have you back. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Alia.
Okay. All right, guys. When we come back, we'll tell you the latest about the bridge collapse. Okay? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Alia.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFC's only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Very, very tragic day this week as a 950-ton bridge collapsed, killing at least six. Rescuers think that the death toll may rise. And cars were trapped. I believe they got to everybody at this point in time when you guys are hearing the broadcast. But, again, some of you may be hearing it delayed. As we get any more breaking news, we will tell you. But, unfortunately, emergency services have lost hope of finding any more survivors. Six people have been killed in a newly installed pedestrian bridge that collapsed onto eight lanes of traffic at Florida International University on Thursday. So first responders have been working overnight, through the process of going through unstable rubble, are now recovering the dead bodies of those trapped underneath. And as I said, they're expecting the death toll to rise as they find more bodies. Authorities are going to inform the families of the dead victims first before releasing their identities. Cars were waiting for the lights to change when this 950-ton, what they call instant bridge, which was installed in just 6 hours on Saturday, 6 hours to install that bridge, crumbled onto 8th Street. That runs from downtown Miami all the way to the Everglades. And 5 people had been pronounced dead at the scene. A 6th had died after being taken to the hospital. It was reported that 10 people had been taken to the hospital to an extremely critical condition, 8 in stable condition. And so crews started using electric listening devices, sniffer dogs to search, you know, the rubble for survivors. But then they had to call off efforts at 3 a.m. on Friday. 8 cars, I believe, still remain trapped under the bridge. They don't know how many people were in those vehicles, and they still don't know why the collapse happened. Senator Marco Rubio had tweeted that the steel cables supporting the bridge were being tightened at the time that it came down. I mean, did somebody loosen it the wrong way? According to his tweet, he said the cables that suspend the Miami Bridge had loosened, and the engineering firm ordered that they be tightened. They were being tightened when it collapsed today. Now, he's Robert Bay, a Berkeley engineer and catastrophic risk expert, told the Miami Herald that this process has caused bridges to collapse before. There was a bridge in Australia that was destroyed in the 1970s when the steel buckled as it was being adjusted. 2 workers were on the bridge at the time it collapsed. We have no idea if they died as well. Governor Rick Scott said an investigation will get to the bottom of, quote, why this happened and what happened. And he said if anyone had done anything wrong, they are going to hold them accountable. Oh, boy, people want answers. The 174 instant bridge, they said, was hailed as a feat of engineering and safety. It was installed Saturday morning. But get this, it was not supposed to be open for public use till the year 2019. It's a $14.2 million structure. And the big emphasis, it appears, was for it to withstand a Category 5 hurricane. And the university said it was built to last 100 years. And they said it was constructed using a building method known as accelerated bridge construction. Florida International University teaches that, although the university's engineers were not involved in the project. Oh, that would be crushing if this was a student project, you know? The technique involves supporting columns being constructed at either side of the highway, according to Daily Mail, and the span being built at the roadside before it is lifted into place in a matter of hours. So you see what they do? They do the support columns, but then they build the bridge on the side, and then they just load the bridge, as opposed to building the bridge piece by piece the way the older bridges were done, like in New York. You know, you obviously didn't build, you know, the Brooklyn Bridge and then move it over. They didn't have that technology back then. I don't think they still do. So those bridges seem to be pretty strong. So this accelerated bridge construction is more expensive than traditional bridge building, but the roadway can still be kept open during the construction. So it's supposed to be a more convenient way to build a bridge. The National Transportation Safety Board is sending a team to investigate why it collapsed. They say we are working our way into the pile, trying to create holes that we can actually physically see. Somebody actually caught on video when it crashed. You also see the cars in a lot of footage about to go under and then, unfortunately, not come out. It fell on cars that were waiting for the light to change. And so these were cars that were sitting ducks. So tragic. And, let me see here if we have the names of the companies. It's a Manila Construction Management, which is a South Florida firm, and Fig Bridge Group, a Tallahassee firm, had partnered to build the bridge in Miami. Now, what we're being told by Daily Mail is these are 2 large construction firms, 2 of the largest, and they have a history of safety breaches. Oh no, this was a bridge that I believe collapsed at Fort Lauderdale Airport in 2016. That's what I think happened. This was a previous bridge. This was the South Norfolk Jordan Bridge. You know, we don't want to hear about this stuff. We don't want to hear that things that we take for granted, that we walk our babies across, that our family members drive under, are going to collapse at any time. And new technology doesn't always mean it's safe and wonderful technology. And so, obviously, this was half-assed. This was really, really done half-assed. And we have people dead as a result. And if there is a, shall we say, trend, or if there is evidence to support that while you're tightening something, there's some instability, then you have to close down traffic. There's this fear of, okay, well, if we shut down a lane, people are going to complain. People are going to, well, then do it right. Anytime there's work on a bridge, you would think common sense would say, avoid being around the bridge. That should be common sense. And I don't know if the National Transportation Safety Board is going to try to implement more strict rules and guidelines when it comes to that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what are the, so with questions, Reese, how do we handle it from a medical standpoint? Okay, well, you know, obviously first responders, they have to make sure they're not victims themselves. It's a very unstable area. You got things crumbling down. You're trying to get people out as quickly as they can, and you yourself cannot become a victim. Even though any one of us in the medical field has no problem going in and putting our lives at risk to get somebody else out, you becoming another victim worsens the situation and strains the already volatile situation even more. And so we know that we're not supposed to, you know, go in there, you know, like a superhero. So there has to be initial assessments that happen first. Second, we also have to, we can't be dragging people out willy-nilly as and unfortunately injure their spine. You could have spinal cord injuries, cervical spine injuries, and you could have a person that's alive and could be and could move and actually have a good prognosis, and you could unfortunately kill them or cause them to be paralyzed by improper movement of the patient. Most crush injuries do happen to the lower extremities and the upper extremities and the torso. And so lower extremity or pelvic fractures, they're going to bleed a lot. There's going to be a lot of bleeding. And so we have to get IV fluids, and we have to resuscitate a lot of times on the scene. And if somebody is crushed, we'll try to even give fluids while they're there, all right, while we're trying to you know, pry them out. But crush injuries, you really have to worry about hypovolemia. We call it then, you have muscle injury, and muscle injury can cause death of muscle cells, and death of muscle cells release a lot of chemicals into the bloodstream that could cause renal failure and a variety of other issues. Electrolyte abnormalities, so people can unfortunately suffer cardiac arrest. And then when you try to reperfuse and get fluid back, unfortunately, there could be reperfusion injuries that happen. So from an ER standpoint, you can't just load them up with fluids and then hope that, you know, they're fine. You they're in a very delicate state after a crush injury. Very tragic. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a huge headline that we've been hearing this week is Americans aren't saving their money. According to Bankrate.com, despite an improving economy, 20% of Americans are not saving any money. Unemployment rates are at a post-recession low. Stocks are flirting with all-time highs. Paychecks are perking up. And there's been a slight increase in wages after the GOP tax bill. consumers are showing increased confidence. Yet we're being told that one-fifth of Americans are adding nothing to their savings. Did they not learn anything in the recession? Although I got some theories as to why. Well, according to a survey by Bankrate, among respondents, 2 in 5 say that it's the expense. They have too many expenses. And 1 in 6 blame their crummy job. Now, when you look at their analysis, 20%, about 19 to 20% aren't saving at all. 21% are maybe saving 5% of their annual income. They'll take 5% and save it. The biggest majority, 25%, are saving about 6 to 10% of their annual income and putting it away. 11% are saving about 11 to 15%. 16% are saving more than 15%. Boy, that's a lot of percentages. 1% had absolutely no income, and 7% did not know or refused to answer. Now, I'd hate to be in that group, but I probably would be too. I don't know how much I'm saving. To be honest, I get the paycheck automatically goes into the bank. You know, in the olden days, you would go to the bank, you would cash a paycheck, you would get the cash, you could throw $20 under your mattress, you could give $20 to the kids, you know, college accounts or savings accounts, and then the rest, you know, you pay for bills, something like that. But now your paycheck gets automatically deposited in the bank. And then your bills get automatically withdrawn from the bank. And so, you know, like the power bill, I think, will just automatically take what it needs to. Discover Card takes what it needs to. The mortgage does. And then I, every couple weeks, go online and see what's going on. And I don't see my savings go up. You know, I don't. I mean, am I buying superfluous things? No. You know, I'm really not. Maybe we go to Outback once a month, but I'm not really, you know, spending a lot of money. So they say Americans who are not saving now may not get a chance to later. They say the current economic expansion, which began after the Great Recession in the spring of 2009, is one of the longest in U.S. history. So what is keeping people from saving? So many people think it's because that expenses are so high. 39% of respondents say this is the main reason they aren't saving. 16% of the job isn't good enough. An equal amount of people said, you know what, we just haven't gotten around to it. I'll do it later. So expenses are big, job isn't enough, haven't gotten to it, debt. Some people just have a lot of debt. 6% said, I don't really need to save more. Then you had 7% who didn't know and refused to answer. I think those are the same people that were like, you know what, I don't know what the hell I'm doing here. Why are you giving me the survey? Now, according to Bankrate.com, employers added 313,000 to payrolls in February, keeping the unemployment rate at the recent low of 4.1%. More people did return to the labor force. The S&P went up, even though we had a two-week plunge a few weeks back, but the S&P index has gone up. Overall, 401k balances have been rising to record levels. Consumer confidence is the highest it's ever been. But personal savings rate is going down. Now, of course, financial planners would have, you know, their suggestions, and there's a lot of different things you could do, and we'll probably talk about that in the next hour. But I know exactly why you're not saving. I know exactly why. And I'm probably guilty of this as well. We lost our savings. I busted my butt for years to save money in the early 2000s. I was very aggressive with trying to save. There's little ways to do it, not only with a bank account, but I have U.S. Treasury Direct is a way to build bonds. And I know bonds aren't a very, you know, good, very wise choice for your money. But what I loved about the U.S. Treasury Direct is without me knowing or without me, you know, having to consciously do it, money would just automatically go into my bond account. And so little bits, 25 year, 20 year, depending on what I recommended, such that if I forgot about it, then later it's built up to something. And so for me, that worked. I was able to squirrel away some money. So here we are making sure our credit is pristine. We're squirreling away money. Everything's great. And then all of a sudden 2008, 2009 comes to play. And we have to, you know, use our savings to help pay staff, to help keep our mortgage going. Everything starts to drop around us, and money's not coming in. Obamacare was in the works. People didn't have insurance. Obamacare taking over really stunk. Money wasn't coming in. And then we, you know, could I go and wait tables and maybe do some things on the side? I'd like to, but unemployment was high, and we didn't have a lot of jobs. So all of a sudden, everything I saved, all that I worked for, was gone. And I wanted to post on Facebook, and my husband stopped me. Our bank account was all zeros. We zeroed out completely. And I was just getting into my 40s to have nothing. And I'm thinking back, and I was like, you know what? I should have taken a trip. And if you guys noticed, for those of you who have been listening to my show, I went to Europe for the first time. We took the family. We really were able to get a great deal between miles. And a lot of the hotel rooms were cheaper than America. We actually were able to do a Europe trip much cheaper than, you know, going to Hawaii or going to New York City. It blew my mind. Because, again, Europe, you know, people, they wanted to attract people. So they made it very inexpensive to go over there. But I said, to heck with it. I don't care if the economy is getting better. I'm going to live for the day. I, you know, avoided traveling a lot. I avoided doing so much just to save money, just for entering the recession to go. We're talking within months for my savings to go. So I think a lot of people out there are saying, to heck with this. If I want a new iPhone, if I want an Apple Watch, if I want to go to Canada, you know, if I want to fly out and see the Olympics, I'm going to do it. And, you know, I don't think I have a problem with that thinking. I mean, I know from an economic standpoint, I need to tell you guys to save money, to think ahead. You're always going to need money. We don't want you in debt. You know, financial woes leads to health woes. I know I should be telling you that, but gosh darn it, live for the day. I just found out that another one of my friends might have lymphoma. It's freaking me out. And I'm like, man, travel and do whatever. Life is too short. And it's a frustrating way to look at things. And so after the Great Recession, which would have been a depression if it wasn't for credit cards and government, you know, subsidies and safety nets and welfare and Medicaid and the other things that we have in place, it was very tragic, very traumatizing for us. And so, you know, when somebody says, look, and I'm getting a paycheck and I'm not putting it away, I get it. Is that the smartest thing to do? No. You're going to have to sneak $20 away every now and then. $5 a paycheck, $10 a paycheck, I don't care. If you don't trust the banks, then fine, put it under your mattress. If you don't trust your mattress, then put it in a safe. If you don't trust either of those, then fine, put it into a bond. And what's nice about the bonds is you could break them anytime you want. It goes back into your checking account. So there's liquid. You know, in terms of real estate, I know real estate's been scary. Now real estate is booming. I am expecting another recession. Every decade has some sort of recession or economic correction. Be prepared, but you got to save. But like I said, I get you. I get you. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.